G'day and welcome to the Farms Advice podcast. Do you know what today is? It's bloody National Agricultural Day. Today is the day for celebrating Aussie farmers. If that's you, give yourself a pat on the back. There are around 320,000 working on farms across Australia at any given time, and today is the day we thank you. Today on the Farms Advice Instagram, we've got a bit of action. We have an Aussie Ag fact running every hour on the hour. So get on over there and give us a follow if you haven't already, or just follow along for the journey for further motivation to build your agribusiness throughout the year. Today, I thank my old man for doing what he does. A lot are in his position who have never had a job, not even knowing what a boss is or a holiday for that matter. So for today, for all your resources, check out agday.org.au for all your info. I'm sure we'll see some cool stories coming out of the woodworks for today and hopefully every other day of the year. This year has been a wild one, but we keep on charging through. With harvest hitting, probably mid-harvest at the moment. A few mates have finished off, but keep on going if you're out there in the header or the tractor listening to this, doing a superb job. But not only that, celebrating the farmers, it's time to take a step back and check in with your mates, your neighbour, your family, just to see how they are. 2020 has been rough, so make sure you are checking up on them. We can get so wrapped up in farming and not see mate for weeks, months, days, and it can take a toll on us without even knowing. So just make sure you're there if someone is needed. Call them, go visit them if you can, pending borders. On the Farms Advice podcast this year, it's been an amazing journey. Had amazing speakers in the inaugural year of Farms Advice podcast, each giving their own perspective on agriculture, which allows you as the listener and also myself listening to their story for the first time to take an element from each and put it into your own operation. I'm always looking to do more and looking to see where I can fill gaps for Australian agriculture, for my own enterprise, but also for yours, to become more efficient and more productive powerhouse. The things I'm excited for are ag tech, how it will change the game, not in 5-10 years time, but most importantly, today. There are a ridiculous amount of tech companies out there who are available for farmers currently with their software coming into play. We just need to be proactive as farmers and start connecting with those in the know. I'm also keen to continue the journey building Australian agribusinesses by giving a voice to the unsung leaders of today, both male and female leaders in the industry are doing a cracker job, and you can just see that from the lineup I've had on the podcast, trying to keep it as diverse as possible from the different sectors, combining the different techniques and the knowledge. We will be able to fill the gaps a lot easier than if we were just targeting livestock, like beef, sheep, or cropping. That is our main audience at the moment, but looking forward to growing on that, getting into the other ones like aquaculture, horticulture more so. So I'm looking forward to it. You're all pioneers of your own niche, no matter the way you look at it. So thanks for joining me on the journey so far, and I look forward to continuing it. 2020 has been one hell of a ride, but we'll be here for 2021, providing the world's best produce. Make sure you tune into our Instagram, flick a like, a follow, whatever you haven't done yet, and we'll have some Aussie facts for you coming right up. If there's one thing I want you to learn from this podcast is to get out of your comfort zone. I started this podcast because I was a pretty terrible speaker to begin with, speaking in front of people, but also it's probably more scarier to speak into a microphone with no one in front of you. But pressing that publish button was probably the scariest thing I've done on the Funds Advice journey. Just putting your voice out there. Once it's out there, you've got to back it up, I suppose, with the right information. And just going on that journey and being out of comfort zone. But from that, I've learned a shitload of information. I could have just stuck to my guns, being a sheep farmer, not gone over to Europe, London, Asia, to do something different, get out of the comfort zone and learn something else, what we can bring back and implement into agriculture will directly change the game of how we operate, how we look at things and how we can build on our current experience and build our enterprises at home. We've got a sheep starter and I'm keen to build it up with what I've learned and also keen to build your agribusiness. We're a community in Australian agribusiness and I hope it stays that way moving into the future as we become further connected through the digital world of social media and just the online software. If you're on Twitter or LinkedIn, give me a follow. Happy to have a chat and I'll probably be learning more from you than you'll learn from me. Starting this journey quite young, but hopefully it works out for me further on down the track. That's it for me today. Short and sweet, but have a bloody ripper National Ag Day. Throw some chops on the barbecue, chickpeas on the bunker, wheat in the silo, and milk in your Milo. Catch you later and tune in for our next podcast episode.